Lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed. So the lilac, the Flieder, became a symbol, an emblem of mourning, of death, of someone important. And I feel very close to lilacs because I used to have many growing in my garden when I lived and had a garden. So do you want to say that in German a little bit? Can you understand me a little? Okay. So this Thomas is never, poor Thomas, alas, has not prepared to read this poem, but I changed, you know, at the last minute. It's important to change. Say you're about to be married. You change at the last minute, you marry somebody else. Or you don't get married, which is very bad. So let me read this poem, Lilacs for Ginsberg. It's about Allen Ginsberg, a friend of mine, who was probably the most, a guy from New Jersey, who was probably the most famous poet in the world for a while, before me. So when I talk about them, I'm talking about the flower, Flieder. I was most interested in what they looked like dead. And I could learn to love them. So I waited for 3 or 4 days until the brown set in. And there was a certain reverse curl to the leaf by which, in putting my finger on the main artery beside the throat, I knew the blood had passed on to someplace else. And he, Ginsberg, and he was talking to 2 demons from the afterlife, although it was just like the mountains in New York State, since there was smoke in the sky and they were yelping. And he was speaking in his telltale New Jersey English, and saying the same thing over and over the way he did when he was on stage. And his white shirt was perfect. And the lack of air and of light aged the lilacs. But he was sitting on a lily in 1 or 2 seconds, and you forgot about 8th Street and fame and cancer and bent down to pick a loose diamond. But more important than that, he talked to the demons in French and sang with his tinny voice. Nor did he go on about his yellowing sickness, but counted the clusters and said they were only stars and there were 2 universes intertwined, the white and the purple. Or they were just crumbs or specks that he could sprinkle on his pie. Nor could he exactly remember his sorrow, except when he pressed the lilacs to his face, or when he stooped to bury himself in the bush. Then for a moment, he almost did. For lilacs clear the mind, and all the elaborations are possible in their dear smell. And even his death, which was so good and thoughtful, became for a moment sorrowful.
Thanks.
You've welcomed this one.
Let's try. Flieder für Ginsberg. Ich wollte wissen, wie er wohl tot aussähe und wie ich lernen könnte, ihn zu lieben. Also wartete ich 3 oder 4 Tage, bis das Braun einsetzte und dieses gewisse Einrollen des Blattes, wodurch ich wusste, meinen Finger an der Schlagader neben der Kehle. Das Blut war jetzt anderswo. Und er sprach mit 2 Dämonen aus dem Jenseits, obwohl es genau wie die Berge im Staat New York war, denn dort war auch Rauch am Himmel und sie jaulten Und er sprach in seinem verräterischen New Jersey Englisch und sagte immer wieder dasselbe, so wie er es auf der Bühne immer tat. Sein weißes Hemd war perfekt und der Mangel an Luft und an Licht ließ den Flieder altern. Er aber saß nach ein, zwei Sekunden auf einer Lilie und vergaß die 8th Street und den Ruhm und den Krebs und bückte sich, einen einzelnen Diamanten zu pflücken. Aber wichtiger war, wie er mit den Dämonen Französisch sprach und mit blecherner Stimme sang. Auch sprach er nicht weiter über seine gilbende Krankheit, sondern zählte die Büschel und sagte, es seien Sterne. Und dort seien zwei Universen verknüpft, das Weiße und das Violette. Und es seien nur Krumen oder Körner, die er auf seinen Kuchen streuen könnte. Auch konnte er sich nicht genau an seinen Kummer erinnern. Nur wenn er den Flieder an sein Gesicht drückte oder sich bückte und es darin vergrub, vermochte er es für einen Moment. Denn Flieder reinigt den Verstand und in seinem lieblichen Duft sind alle Vollkommenheiten möglich. Und selbst sein Tod, so gut und bedächtig, wurde einen Moment lang beklagenswert.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.